Yeah, g'day, mate. You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
We've had them on a few times. Most recently, I think, in October last year, to talk about a song that this artist put out. We have Jefferson Chen, a.k.a. Good Space, here to talk about their new EP, She Likes Normie Things, in the same way an alien would like human things. Mouthful. I love it. Good morning to you, Jefferson. How are you doing?
Morning, my brother. I love how you said that title nice and slow to really let it sink in, you know?
It's a good long title, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's an EP that doesn't have any lyrics, really, so I just decided to go hard on the titles and pack in as much of what I wanted to say into those titles, you know?
True. If you don't have any words, you got to let the title speak for itself, you know? I do love the title. I want to get into that a little bit more. But first of all, do you like to be called Jeff or Jefferson? What's your vibe?
Well, it's up to you, bro. I mean, like, generally I start with Jeff if I'm meeting someone for the first time. But if I decide I like you, I'd be like, oh, by the way, it's actually short for Jefferson. So I do like you, bro. So choose.
Thank you, bro. I like you too, man. In high school, did you ever get to say my name Jeff? Did you ever get to do that?
I think I just left high school when that started really kind of blowing up.
Oh, damn.
I really had to make a point of like not saying my name's Jeff. I had to be like, oh, by the way, my name is Jeff. I had to really break up the rhythm of it.
My first name is, yeah. Oh man, that's crazy. If I was called Jeff, I would be doing that nonstop. Eh? It'd be horrible. I want to know, did you have a good New Year's, man?
I had a brilliant New Year's. I was actually on a 10-day Vipassana course, and I was meditating
nice.
For 10 days, and I was in a tent as well, which was really, really sweet.
Oh, sick! That's awesome. What was the course called? Sorry.
It's called Vipassana. It's a 10-day silent meditation retreat. And my partner and I, we've done a few now, but we like to sort of, just set the tone, I guess, over the new year by being close to nature.
And, you know, going into the new year, thinking a lot of things, reflecting, doing a lot of introspecting, getting some hopes up for what you want to get out of 2026, you know, that's a good way to enter the new year. Because I remember seeing that email and you said, yeah, on a Vipassana course, and I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, man. I did some digging online and I learned that you are bilingual. Tu parles français, oui?
Where is that information?
You don't need to know, bro. So how long have you been speaking French for, man?
Oh, bro, I studied it in high school, and then I decided to major in it at university. I just decided that I'm going to speak fluent French, and then I went and lived in France.
Really?
My partner's French as well, but we did meet in New Zealand. But it's all pretty useful now to sort of speak to her family and stuff.
Oh my God, that's so cool. That's awesome. Would you ever consider working for, like, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in, like, a French kind of capacity? Like, as a French translator or diplomat or anything?
Like, never in a billion years, eh? I don't know if you know much about French administration, but it's, like
hell?
It's nightmare, you know? Like, yeah. You can't get around it. Even the French struggle with it, you know? I tried to live in Paris years ago and just, like, set up a bank account and get a job and get a flat. Like, it was all just catch 22 after catch 22. And then I was like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to travel around France and see the country.
Yeah, fair enough. No, I couldn't imagine being able to put up with French people for very long. Now, the EP title, as I've said, it's reminiscent of Yves Tumor's record, Praise the Lord Who Chews But Which Does Not Consume, or Godspeed Black Emperor's record, Lift Your Skinny Fists Like Antennas to Heaven. You know, there's so much being said there. It's like a mini poem. What is the art to a long title, do you think?
The art to a long title? I don't know if I've thought too much about it. All I know is that I've got a pretty clear feeling about it, and it's kind of like, it's a humanoid title, right? Like, it's humanoid music on this EP, and it's kind of about how someone can be interested in something because someone else is interested in it. You know, you sort of look at this thing like an alien, be like, oh, that's what humans do. You know, oh, this is human behavior. That makes sense. It's kind of this strange alien angle on just mundane affairs in our daily lives.
No, that's, I mean, I think everyone does that a little bit if you're like people watching, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Perfect example of that. And I don't know, I just tend to write down random things in my notes on my phone kind of every day, just little observations. And this was kind of a note that was standing by itself. And I was like, you know what? I think that captures the feeling of this EP completely. I'm going to use it.
Mm-hmm. I think it does too. She likes normie things in the same way an alien would like human things. Who is the she in question, and what are the normie things that she likes?
Well, I mean, it could be a bunch of people, but it's probably correct to cite my partner as the first source inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she'll just kind of, I don't know, pick up a magazine or something and be like, oh, magazine, you know. It's just kind of like, from an outside perspective, it's just the funniest thing to observe, because it's just so like, wow, you're really just kind of, you just became an alien in that moment and decided to interact with the human world in an alien way.
Yeah, totally. Are the magazines like tabloids or like Time magazine, some shit like that?
Oh, yeah, like a normie kind of magazine. You know, Frankie magazine or something.
Oh, like, normie is such a mean term. Yeah, but it's, like, you know, I know you mean that.
Like, oh, this is what humans do, you know. Yeah. It's a fascination, and by no means is it like a diss or like a critique on just mainstream culture. It's just like, you know, you can reframe things to be funny and fun, however you like. That's totally your choice.
Yeah, completely. I've often associated your music releases with these very conceptual side-on projects, like the pop-up restaurant that you did for your 2024 record, Let's Talk About Death, or the bike-powered art project you did for your single Easier Said Than Done that dropped in October last year. Is it nice to just drop something without having to worry about organizing a whole conceptual work for a change?
100%, bro. I think that's the freedom and maybe the responsibility of any artist. If they're, you know, prolific and they've got a whole bunch of work lying around, that you can put a whole bunch of time and effort into creating something really big as a release, and then you can also just drop it on Bandcamp, because that's what we have in this modern day, and just share it with the people.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. And I want to talk about the sound of this thing, because it's very different from stuff I've heard of your previous work. It ranges from, you know, the track Chai Chai, which is very dark, glitchy, featuring fuzzy 808s, tight drum machines, all manner of industrial electronica. And then the track right after it, The Ear Has Bamboo Marks, uses a lot of percussion. It has these very haunting vocal passages and very building guitars. It's a real, real mix here. Is the EP just like a collection of experiments, stuff that you were just throwing at the wall to see what sticks?
Yeah, I mean, the last two tracks, The Ear Has Bamboo Marks and There Are Four Stations, they were part of a immersive theatre piece that I had the privilege of scoring for, called This Room Is an Island. And that sort of took place in 2024 in Te Pō Theatre in the Waitakere.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of wrote those two tracks, and I always knew I wanted to release them in some way. So that's a small collection there, a soundtrack. And then those other three tracks, two of them sort of feature samples from India when I was there recently.
Chai Chai, I assume.
Chai Chai and Lucknow, as both names suggest. And then, yeah, they sort of all happened in their own space and time independently, but in kind of, yeah, in a nice moment, I realized there was a cohesion between all of them, and I was like, you know what, let's just chuck them all on an EP.
What do you put that cohesion down to?
I don't know if there's maybe a tiny bit of intention, but I think a lot of things, for me at least, musically, I just sort of do the work, I just sort of churn it out, and then things just fall into place sometimes, or, you know, I have a bit of space from it, and then I'm like, ah, oh, just a bit of rearrangement, and there's actually a body of work here that might happen within the context of a single song too. just do a whole bunch of work, take a step away from it, come back to it, and it's like, oh, there's some kind of thread that's running through.
What do you think that, do you think there's any kind of particular visible thread on here, or is it much more subtle?
I mean, I was just, if anything, it's like, I've always loved world building, you know, with the previous work that you've mentioned, the installations especially. So I think there's a world, a particular world that I see, a particular planet that I see myself on within this EP. It's dystopian. It's kind of like communication happens through movement and dance. And, you know, there was one track on there that featured an Andre 3000 sample where he's kind of like, you know, hope y'all in a good space.
That could be your producer tag. That could be a producer tag.
My mate sent it to me. I was like, oh, I've got to use that. And I just tuned it down. But, you know, I decided to save that track for a little bit later. But there's definitely, you know, a love for Andre 3000 and his kind of extraterrestrial connections. So that maybe those kind of threads, just otherworldly, different planet where communication happens without words necessarily.
Yeah, hell yeah. I mean, Andre 3000, after all, he is an AT alien, you know.
He is an AT alien.
I want to touch on the track Chai Chai. I think it's my favorite here because it is super weird, it goes super hard, and it also has that repeating Chai Chai sample. What were some of the influences going into this particular song? Because it almost has like a Death Grips-y kind of quality without being, you know, as overwhelming as Death Grips are.
I love Death Grips. I love JPEG Mafia as well. I'd say that he would probably be one of the biggest inspirations on this. But in terms of influence, there's no particular artist on this whole EP. It's just stuff that I've had lying around as little noise samples on my phone. Chai Chai, it's a chai wala, someone who sells chai in India, that I sampled. And I adore chai. I adore India. India's like just irresistible to me as a place.
Yeah. How was your visit there?
This was my second time, so it was just the best day. My body's never been happier, which is a really strange thing to say in India generally, because people tend to get, you know, a bit sick.
I had a cousin who stayed there on a business trip, and he stayed in a more, I guess, unfortunate part of India. It was just like covered in smog and all sorts of stuff. But it's a myriad country. Like, no two places in India are the same, from what I've heard.
Yep, supremely vast. You really can't put a finger in India.
And not like a monoculture either. Very, very, very vast. Yeah.
No way. There's also a tuk-tuk engine, which is sampled in Chai Chai.
Oh, true.
Tuk-tuk is kind of a three-wheeled...
A little buggy thing, right? Kind of like a... Yeah.
They're so fantastic, cool. Fantastic little instruments. And this particular engine I sampled was quite melodic to me.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Do you think you'd ever work with, like, traditional Indian instruments, like a sitar or anything like that?
Potentially. I feel like it's been done very well already, you know? The Beatles, for one, but you know, many artists have used that kind of music, that traditional music, very effectively. So I don't know if I'd be able to add anything if I did take that route. But you know, I do have a deep appreciation for it, and yeah, totally linked to my adoration for India.
Yeah, I heard someone very sweetly say that if Western classical music is like the brain working, then Indian classical music is like the heart, you know?
Oh, brother, that's sweet.
It's very sweet. It was funny, they were saying that in a sauna, and I was like sweating my brain out. I was like, oh, shut up. Please, shut up.
Well, that's overheard in a sauna. You were just trying to...
I was just trying to sweat it out. You know, I was having, relatively chill conversations, and this other person was like, you know, man, it's like the heart, bro. And I was like, oh, God. But no, it sounds really, really awesome. So this EP is kind of a collection of random stuff. Can we expect to see more random stuff come out from in the future? You know, are you going to be putting out more long title experimental EPs?
Yeah, almost definitely. I think what I feel is like a nice rhythm for me as an artist releasing music regularly is that I will put in the kind of work into an installation and work with my label, AAA Records. Well, not my label, but the label that I'm signed to. And, you know, do it in that kind of conventional way. And then at other times, I'll just put things out that are weird, that I love, that are the underbelly of my mahi.
Cool.
And just share, yeah.
Cool, man. Well, aside from the CP and that single we put out, Easier Said Than Done, in October last year, congrats for getting onto TVNZ1 as well. Your album came out in 2024. Let's Talk About Death. Can we expect to see perhaps another single or another full body of work from you in 2026, or are you going to keep it relatively chill this year?
Nah, almost definitely, brother. I'm going to put out a second album this year with AAA Records.
And, cool.
It's going to go through... Yeah, it's going to go through a pretty mad installation, which involves laundromats.
Yo!
Shout out to Creative NZ for the tautoko on this project.
That's so awesome, man. Oh, I can't wait to see what happens. Well, thank you so much for coming on the program and talking to me about this new EP. She Likes Normie Things in the Same Way an Alien Would Like Human Things. It gets better every time I say it. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or considerations, my friend?
Oh, no. Just big love to everyone listening. And, yeah. Make it your year.
Hell yeah. I agree with that completely. Thank you so much, Jeff. Appreciate it. Take care, man. Alrighty, folks. That was Jeff Chen. We're coming on to talk about their new EP, She Likes Normie Things in the Same Way an Alien Would Like Human Things. We're going to play the track Chai Chai from this EP, which you can find on Bandcamp. That was Good Space. Here's Good Space with Chai Chai. Then we'll have some Death Grips. Then we'll see. You're listening to The One. Keep it locked.
Yeah, now, Siebs, that was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.